You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, my name is Zeke Robison, and this is Tech in 2, the coronavirus update from Wired. Last week in the Pacific Northwest, roads buckled and Amtrak slowed its trains, worried the heat would warp the tracks. Power cables melted on the Portland streetcar. The local light rail system also halted after its copper overhead wires sagged in 120-degree heat and became unusable. Scientists have long warned of more violent and extreme weather events as the climate changes. Now, the extreme weather is a reminder that the country's underfunded and underappreciated transportation network isn't prepared for what's ahead. Next, when Microsoft debuted Windows 11 at the end of last week, the company heralded the usual advancements in efficiency and design that come with any new operating system. But Windows 11 also comes with a less welcome tick: stricter than usual hardware requirements for which PCs can actually run it. Because of what Microsoft has described as security concerns, many devices, even some currently for sale, won't ever be able to upgrade, leaving a generation of PCs stranded on Windows 10. And stem cell treatments have become big business in the U.S., and the government is trying to regulate it. Advocates of the practice are fighting oversight and appear to have latched on to conservative grievances, such as a suspicion of big pharma and health freedom. It's part of a resurgent American skepticism of scientific expertise. Often these arguments are in lockstep with ideas promoted by media outlets on the fringe right, at times making unlikely bedfellows of talk radio provocateurs and those pushing dubious science.
Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.
So if you ask anyone in the Wired newsroom, what's on your mind? Here's what some of us are thinking about.
Big tech.
The coronavirus pandemic.
Climate change.
Disinformation and election security.
What policing should look like in the future.
This is Get Wired. And I'm your host, Lauren Good.
Every story about technology is really a story about people.
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
Get Wired. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.